question always is, tell me your name and your profession.
I'm a Svanimir Bakatin, artist and, well, programmer. No, I'm joking, I'm just artist.
Okay, well, when you work with your computer and the modem, do you ever get emotional from getting email, doing IRC?
Yeah.
Or anything other of social contact inside a computer?
Yeah, sure. In effect, a computer is a way of a mirror inside, outside, up and down. And, well, unwired computer or a computer without net connection is a kind of a deep introspection. I mean, content of our disks and our computers stuff. What is on the computer is a, in a way a representation of ourselves. But that is, of course, very very personal level and kind of a intimate or private space. But situation with a networked computer is a bit different because we can interact also with a part of other computers or archives or memories or things. So, but emotions, yeah, it's a part of life. I mean, not people used to talk about real life, cyber life. I mean, well, that is a fact somehow, but also, by my opinion, there is no difference. I mean, it's just life. And if we're going to use our time and our talents to play with, I don't know, some kind of a traditional media, which are so-called real life, or some kind of actual or modern media, which can stand as a cyber life, there is no point. It's just life, no cyber, not real.
So, how strongly are these emotions felt physically?
Oh, well, it depends. I mean, of ergonomy of a place where you are. I mean, if you got a bed chair and an uncomfortable desk, and if you're attached for I don't know 12 or 15 hours. So it's very, very strongly physically, but also, I mean, the biggest problem is just point of idea of computers as a sitting working places. Well, it's in fact due to cultural background and the complete history of computers and development of computers from very first things, but we can do it better, I believe, more comfortable in a physical sense, especially for long riders and heavy users. Yeah, that's interesting. Last year I was got some new tics with the legs. And I was found that that is a problem because of sitting for I don't know 12 or 15 hours. So if you are not in a perfect position or a perfect asana, you can get serious problems. But that is not, of course, problem of computers. That is just problem of a real position. And yoga teaches for a thousand of years of getting a right position for a body.
Mm-hmm. But let's get to the emotions that are connected, the feelings, the physical feelings that are connected to emotions, and the emotions that are connected to social contact during through the computer. Is there any difference, or is there any specific emotion for social contact in the computer? Is there any difference between the emotions in real life or through other media with these through the computer?
Yeah, it's a funny a little bit, but I was noticed that it's somehow easier to make a contact, especially with a stranger on the net than in real life. I mean, for instance, if you are somewhere on a public place or whatever, cafe, in our civilization, it's not so common to make instant contact and to ask somebody just and start a conversation or a discussion about any topic in a cyberspace. It's got incredible experience and very, very, very deep and open confessions from people. What I met for the first time, I mean, perfect strangers, but completely opened with a very, very personal and intimate stuff. And such things, I mean, it's definitely not easy even to compare to occasions and experience in real life, I mean, outside of cyberspace. I mean, even people who are close enough, who are friends or colleagues or collaborators, whatever, are more or less close. I mean, that is just part of a behavior of our civilization as it is. And I was not noticed quite difference in the cyberspace.
So would you say that you are getting closer to people through cyberspace, in cyberspace, than in real life?
No, actually, I don't think so. But fact is that you can relatively easily find people and get a kind of impression about a particular person or his or her interests and aspirations than in a real life. I mean, in a real life, it's always it's a kind of first step to make communication is extremely hard, and people are very close and trying to be very honest and play some some roles. But in a cyberspace, thing is a bit different. I don't want to say that it's easier in a sense, or that's more quality or deeper. I mean, it's funny to say it's just communication media, and of course, quality of communication. It's not related to media, but to subjects who are involved actually in a communication. And yeah, there's also one good joke. I mean, you can be dog on the net, but nobody knows that you are dog, and the complete fall of a system of a hierarchy and a class system is a big thing, because people are in a way much more free to make a first step, which is usually a hardest step in communication, and then it's just natural. I mean,
Do you have any suggestions on how to improve the relationships in cyberspace? How to feel closer or feel maybe more intimate with the people you are having contact with through your computer?
Well, I have not any special idea of improving the things or plans on such a way, because actually I don't think about it. It just gets a good time or not, and of course by the time I getting more and more closer to people, and we getting well, real friends. I mean, it doesn't matter that we are over the net or in a real time party, but whenever. I mean. How to improve.
You have no no suggestions for other software or hardware or maybe an etiquette, you know?
You mean on a technological level?
For instance, or a social level, rules or something, or sociology of the net.
Yeah, I mean, there's a very simple only what you can be what you are, and it's funny to try to be somebody and to play some games, and if you're not open, you cannot establish communication, no matter in the cyberspace or in the real life. You are always always behind or somewhere. And yeah, about technological level, that's quite interesting. I mean, that's complete area for research, but also very, very love technological solutions and environments, like traditional multi-user environments based on the text terminals, are very, very effective. I mean, the point is, of course, very, very literal in a way, but also that part what we got on a input, I mean, or if you like, output, just on the screen, something what we can read or see or feel. Is it just one part, maybe half, maybe even less, because the rest is somewhere inside. I mean, it's just interaction between information what is provided or transmitted over the network and presented to a certain model of interface, and the rest is a part of our imagination, our understanding, our feelings, and of course it's quite interesting to get some kind of immersive environment, but also very, very, very low-level text-based interface are also very exciting, and absolutely equal in a sense of communications and feelings. Well, we can improve it on a technological level, but it's just it's at least by my opinion, more issue of our perception and our cultural background than technological moment. I mean, we got also phone as a quite traditional, even non-cyber device, which works fine.